Well, you can't get on that topic without feeling like your mind is being stretched, right? When you talk about something 38 million miles away, and, you know, that's just like, that's like driving down to the Circle K and getting a Twinkie, you know?
You know what it is? It's perspective.
What is that?
Just, you know, just how small I am and how big the universe is. And how little that makes my problems.
I can go to the Grand Canyon South Rim and see how really small I am.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You can look below and above on that one.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Really tiny, but that big.
Here at Rosie on the House, we are, believe it or not, taking your questions about home improvement. We're answering a lot of them during the breaks and off air. But we'll take your calls if you'd like to join the conversation. We'll be here for another hour. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. There's an auto attendant that answers. You, when it answers, you just push number one, and that will direct you straight in to my wife, sweet Jennifer, who's in the call screening production part of the studio. Romy and I are in the broadcast part of the studio. We'll take your question and get you answered as quick as we can. But and I still get off the topic of the sky.
Which all comes back to this dark sky neighborhood that, or is it community? How exactly does that work? Because we've got Camp Verde, Flagstaff, Cottonwood, Sedona, Fountain Hills, and Tucson are all listed as an International Dark Sky Association community.
Yeah, you can have a city. You can have a community. You could even just have a neighborhood. Let's say you live in Phoenix and you can't get all of Phoenix to cooperate. You could take your neighborhood. Or same Tucson, I think pretty much they've bought into it. They're a little more deserty down there, more aware of the night sky. They've been really good about the city and the homeowners diminishing the light. So anybody that's interested can get on there and make a stab at it. It does take a lot of education, though. There are some health benefits, of course, to having the night sky and just the rhythm of the night. You know, they say blue sky of computers and TV is so, it just wreaks havoc with our sleep patterns and stuff. So that's one reason. And then just the privilege of getting to see the sky, you know.
It's another great reason to get you, the kids, and the grandkids out.
And generally, our blog articles, we try and keep it around 800 words. Scrolling through this one, I think you must have hit like 2,800.
No, it's a 10,080, I think.
Wow.
I had to take some out. Yeah.
Well, Jennifer and I just recently finished a little trip to the White Mountains. If you are considering getting out and seeing the fall colors, Arizona Highways Magazine in the October edition this year talks about "Wish You Were Here?" And it talks about touring autumn in Arizona. I can tell you, the Wallow Fire, which was the largest fire in the history of Arizona, 500,000 acres over on the New Mexico border, all of that area is still, much of that area is still standing black, dead ponderosa pine. But they are being suffocated by sprouting aspen trees that are all shoulder high and higher. And the color contrast, it's on right now. The fall color is on now. Get to the White Mountains, get to the Far East. And I don't say that very often because I like to think that's my private corner of the whole state. But you will see some absolutely beautiful Arizona scenery. Get over there.
It's saving grace is it's so far from anywhere that that's why it's kept it so unpopulated is, you know, you might get there and you might enjoy it, but people soon, you know, figure out they can't survive with that far away from their basic.
I cried like a baby when they paved Williamson Valley Road to Big Lake. I just cried like a baby. Why are they going to do that? But Jennifer and I were kept awake one night up there with the elk bugling. There was one right in our window. I don't know what I almost opened the door and let him in. But he kept us up half the night. We saw turkeys everywhere. The game has moved back in to that part of the forest that's rejuvenating itself. It's absolutely spectacular. Get out and enjoy Arizona. A big thank you to Little America in Flagstaff, who is our lodging partner this month for the Rosie on the House staycation.